Next, we have our first feature. This is our regular history slot brought to us by Richard Matthew, who this month tells us about the last Victorian wherryman, who was quite a character, as you will hear.
This feature is about Billy Royal, known in his family as Uncle Billy. He was born in 1853 in a yard off King Street, close to the river. His father was skipper of the wherry May, and his ancestors were keelmen, keels being the forerunners of the Norfolk wherries. It portrays a vanished way of life. Billy's family of about 11 children lived at 121 King Street, now part of Dragon Hall, and close to the river, and many of his family worked on the river in one form or another. Billy was brought up by his brothers on the wherry May, and at 9 years old he went as mate with his father in the wherry Gleaner. He started skippering on his own on the wherry Leveret at the age of 16, which he stayed on for 22 years. In 1901, Billy purchased for salvage the wherry's Spray, which had been sunk in an accident. Billy had her repaired and fitted with a stove and an oven. He always had the fire lit in the stove with a kettle permanently on the top, and the temperature was kept at about 80 to 90 degrees. Billy would put a quarter pound of tea in it on Monday morning, and it would still be in there on the Saturday. "You could stand a spoon up in it," he'd say. He spent more or less every waking hour on board Spray with his little dog, Prince. Coleman's provided quite a bit of Billy's work, carrying spruce deals which originated in either Canada or Russia, and wheat from Russia and Australia. One of his main freights was also ice from the Lowestoft Ice Factory. All the ice cream makers, butchers and fishmongers of Norwich bought the ice from the ice house in Old Barge Yard, King Street. It was also used by the morgue under the Complete Angler pub. As no one would sail with Billy, he sailed this large wherry all on his own, and he had to set the sail and lower it on his own. His method was to set the tiller, run up forward and hoist the sail halfway up, run back aft to reset the tiller, before running back forward to finish getting it up. Billy lodged at 5 Rayner's Yard on the corner of King Street, in a house owned by Mary Ann Bullen, distantly related to the Boleyns. But his wife, Eleanor, lived next door at number 4 Rayner's Yard, which is why the children which he had with Mary Ann were all Bullens. Eleanor died in 1904, and Billy and Mary Ann got married in 1905. One of Billy's famous escapades was when he refused to pay to have Haddiscoe Bridge lifted. He said, "Chap on the bridge refused to open up, so I shouts to him, 'If you don't open that bridge, I'll smash it down.' He went straight for the bridge, and at the very last moment it swung up. And as he sailed through, he shouted, 'The river was there first, and you got no right to charge me a toll.'" Billy was well known for what he called trucking and trading. In the house at Rayner's Yard, there was a winding staircase leading up to 2 bedrooms. Halfway up these stairs was a room full of sacks of coal, rice, flour, barrels of port and sides of bacon. Not surprisingly, he kept the whole family supplied. One winter, the whole of Norfolk froze up for a month and Billy was trapped at Cantley in Spray. When he had eaten all the food on board, which still did not amount to much, he had to eat mangel wurzels out of the fields until they could break the ice so that he could get home again. On another occasion, it was so cold that the smock that he was wearing was frozen solid and he couldn't move his arms. When he eventually arrived at home, Mary Ann stood him in a big bath of hot water until he thawed out and could move. His final freight on Spray was on the 8th of November 1927. After that, he ran the ferry boat, taking workers from King Street across to Bolton and Paul's factory on Riverside. He loaded the boat so much that the passengers had to stand bolt upright, pressed tightly together. If anyone moved, water would have slopped over the gunwales and the boat would have gone down like a stone. The only thing that Billy is supposed to have actually stolen was coal from the Rotterdam colliers, whereby he used to fill the ferry boat and then transfer the coal to Spray's hold. On the 12th of February 1936, at 83 years old, Billy had just climbed up to his storeroom at Rayner's Yard with a 100-weight sack of coal that he had recently liberated from somewhere when he dropped down dead. His daughter Alice took one look at the poor, dirt-ingrained face, decided that he could not go to the good Lord in that condition, and so he was laid out on the dining room table where Alice commenced to scrub him clean. The last Victorian wherryman. With acknowledgements to Nigel Royal for all the useful information in this feature.